This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code TAGCAST.
The CatCast episode number 634. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's about to unveil some brand new gameplay, Wombat.
Hey, check it out. It's not pre-rendered nonsense at all. It's the playing of the games. Pa-choo!
Pa-choo! Don't fart or you might miss the gameplay.
Pa-choo!
Don't sneeze.
Sneeze, yeah.
Ah, welcome sure. to another show, Stuck at Home with the CatCast.
Oh my god, it's so weird. I know, it sounds like, yeah, we all know, it's very weird. But, you know, it is. I say it every day, and I'm not used to it. I'm still not used to it. Am I supposed to be?
Wait, here's a great question.
I'm pretty settled at this point.
You are settled. Okay, well, here's a great question for both of you guys. And I saw this from industry legend Garnett Lee on Twitter. He asked this question. He said, rate your level of unrest from 1 to 10. And by the way, he may not have used the word unrest. I don't remember. But
because I don't know if I would use the word unrest. Maybe unease.
I think it was restlessness.
Oh, restlessness.
Restlessness?
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not, you know what it is?
No, what's
it's
the number? No. Number.
Fine. I'll give you a number. I'd say my restlessness, it might be between a 5 and a 6.
Okay.
It's not that I'm restless, like I feel the urge to get out. As much as it is, I'm not used to the concepts of I need to go to the grocery store, but going to the grocery store is a life or death situation.
Right. You miss the grocery store.
Yeah, it's not that I miss the grocery store. I miss the ability to just get up and go to the grocery store.
That's the same thing. Shipwreck number. Yeah. You didn't even give a number. Give a number. One number.
I said between 5 and 6.
That's not a number.
There is no
number. 5 and a half.
It's not a number between those two numbers. Whole numbers, yeah. Wombat.
Fine. 6.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Shipwreck.
Like 4.5.
Okay.
No, I think like a 4.
You can use the IGN scale. That's fine. Is that the new scale?
I can't use half numbers.
Isn't that the new scale?
We're not talking about dick size. We're talking about
4.5.
I'm about a 4. I mean, I miss going out and looking for deals. Like, right. Honestly, like that's like, I'm like, huh, I kind of miss going to like half price books or thrift stores and just like rummaging through to see what I can find, because quite honestly, looking at eBay to see what I can find is not the same experience.
Nope.
Why? Why not?
Well,
because it's not, you're not there. It's not tangible.
Yeah, it's that. You're not going to get as good a deals. Like,
there's the thrill of the hunt of seeing it and finding it.
Of course,
it.
Of course. Tactile. You don't have to explain it to me.
Right.
But you asked. So
you might find something you're not expecting. Like, you don't go into a store like knowing exactly what you might find.
Right.
Like I go to Target and I go to the end caps. There's no end caps for me to go to right now.
You could go.
Yeah. I missed just being like, oh, I was going to go to store blank, but while I'm at store blank, maybe I'll also go into store X and store Y while I'm there. That doesn't exist anymore.
But you can go. Why don't you go? What time is your Target open till?
No, I'm not going to go to Target during this to search for deals on end caps of clearance.
You go like a half an hour before it closes.
I don't need to do that.
Why? What's the big deal? What's going to happen?
I'm going to save like 60% off a video game?
Fuck yeah, if you're lucky.
And Half Price Books probably isn't even open.
Right.
I still look for deals when I go to Target to buy produce and such.
Right, but this would be a trip specifically for me to look at clearance items. Like, that's not...
If you really loved it, you would find a way.
We made our monthly trip like to the I liquor like store
not being
today.
Sick better.
You're not going to get sick while going to Target, and if you're going to wear a mask anyway.
You know what? You never know. And that's like, even that. You pretty much don't forget, put on your mask. Don't touch anything.
You can touch stuff.
Stay 6 feet apart from people.
That's easy.
Like, it's like a whole, it's not that it's difficult. No one ever said it was difficult. It's just a whole layer on top of your life that you're not used to. Right. And it's very awkward.
Right.
And it takes some getting used to, and it's not a world we lived in February. It's not like I'm saying, like, oh, I remember 10 years ago when everyone was able to hug each other. No, I haven't seen my parents since February. That's weird.
Right. I saw my mom on, I don't know what days are anymore, 2 days ago? Yesterday?
Okay.
No, yesterday.
Did you
yesterday.
Stay 6 feet apart from her and keep a mask on?
I didn't keep a mask on. We were outside.
Yeah.
It's the part of me that's like I'm going to go and make the workers deal with me later at Target just because I'm like.
Self-checkout. All the way, baby.
My Target doesn't have self-checkout.
You live
that's
in
weird.
The Stone Age over there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, the Target closest to my house does not have self-checkout. My two other Targets have it, but.
Ours has one, and the woman who runs it, her name is Diva, and she knows my name, and she's lovely, and I haven't seen her in like a month, and I kind of feel bad.
Right.
Like, that was my routine. We would go, I'd say hi, she'd say hi back, she'd say, where are the kids? And I'd say, at home, where they belong, and we'd laugh.
Right.
I miss that.
Shipwreck's Target is the kind of place where if you wear a mask, they shoot you.
Yeah. That's probably true. People don't wear masks in the Walmart that's right in the same complex as the Target.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So, okay, now that I understand. I'm sorry. We all wear masks here.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I wore my mask in the liquor store today. Which, you know, sounds like something that would have gotten me arrested in January.
Our liquor stores don't even let you go in. They just have a table outside and they stand in the doorway.
Oh, that's funny. We were the only two in there when we went. So it's not like it was such a big deal. But monthly trip. Ask how much we spent. No, don't.
The liquor store?
Yeah.
I don't know. Last time we played this game, it was really disappointing.
I know.
It was like you spent $100 at the grocery store or something.
It was $250. But anyway, that's because we go every 2 weeks now.
At the liquor store, you spent $250?
How much did we spend? It could have been close to that. I don't think it was that much, though. Mm. Probably just under two.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a very good week of visiting people on their birthdays. First I visited Wombat.
Which was a very lovely surprise. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was very nice.
You have to explain to people how it all went down because nobody knows.
I was home. I was on the can, and my phone started buzzing. That's not true. I wasn't on the can.
I was masturbating furiously into an old sock.
And all of a sudden, my phone started buzzing.
And it was up my ass, and I was like, this is perfect.
And I think you said, come outside, I think is what you said.
That's what I said.
And I walked outside, and there was the whole CBD family, minus the boy.
Yeah, Japanese school.
Uh-huh. The whole GPD family.
Minus the
minus.
Boys.
Minus.
67% of them.
Two-thirds of the GPD family.
Yeah, Ty still has Japanese school, video style.
Did you just refer to Ty as being 25% of the GPD family? You said 76%.
No, he didn't.
It said 67%.
Oh, 67. I thought you said 75%.
Don't test Shipwreck's math. What are you, nuts?
No, that's why I was confused.
Why don't you challenge him to a game of one-on-one?
That's all right. yes, and there he was in his car, and he came out and
what was playing on the stereo?
Birthday by the Beatles.
Right, very loud.
Very loud, and he gave me a present, which was awesome.
What was the present?
It was a USB charger that looks like a change machine from an arcade.
from the 80s, like 80s
from
style.
The 80s, an 80s style change machine. It's very cool. It has a place of honor in the kitchen, which is where we charge all our phones. It is now our new hub. It's the house hub, all phones.
I was buying for one for myself, and it seemed really cool. And mm-hmm. it didn't, yeah, I had to pay for shipping unless I've spent over $100. So I said, you know what? Wombat's birthday is coming up. Why don't I get one for Wombat? He can enjoy the fantastic charger and I can enjoy free shipping. Everybody wins.
It's a win-win situation. Yeah. And then we went on a little birthday parade walk.
Yep.
Where we socially distanced, but I got to take you to the haunted house.
The Hell House.
The Hell House. And do you want to describe the Hell House to our listeners?
First of all, you can Google Hell House and it shows up on Google and you can read about it because I did that. it's a house that's three times the size of all the other houses on the block and it looks like the Munsters live there.
It does look like
not the like the Munsters from today, but the Munsters from 1968 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it looks like the 1966 Munster house.
Are there Munsters today?
There were Munsters today.
Did I miss the Munsters?
No, there's a show Munsters called Munsters Today.
Today, which was on in the late 80s, early 90s, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But it's not that Munsters. It's the 60s.
It wasn't very successful.
No, I don't remember this.
Oh, it was bad. It was really bad.
I might have to check that out.
1988 to 1991.
And I remember the theme song was, that had words, and it actually ended with, "It's the Munsters. Today."
Yes.
that's literally all I remember.
We just added today to the theme song.
Today at the end.
I remember the Munsters, the original Munsters, when I was a boy, I would play mm-hmm. along with the theme song with a pair of kitchen tongs to the theme. Isn't that exciting? That's the end of the story.
That is a good story.
Yeah, I was just remembering. Yeah.
But the house is insane.
Yes.
It's a giant haunted house. Where they painted the sidewalk red in front of it for some reason, and it has wrought iron gates and a death ladder in front, and lots of religious iconography.
Google Massapequa Hell House.
Yes, and a pink Corvette in the driveway.
It was cool, and we had a little walk around the block. It was a pretty nice day. It was fun.
Yep.
And then we went back home.
And then you came back. Oh, you got to meet the dog.
I met the dog. The dog ran around the yard like one time and was like, fuck this. I'm just going to like lie down now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks. It was a good time.
Did you finish the wine?
Actually, we haven't had your wine yet because we have so much.
Good.
Yeah. But we will have your wine.
You'll need that.
Yes. Good wine.
Excellent.
And you got me the wine. You got me a $5 gift card to Amazon because it was like a mystery box, which I haven't spent yet.
Right. He didn't get my callback reference to the Coca-Cola. Was it the Coke mystery box or the Arby's mystery box that threw in the $5?
Both of the Coke had the $5 Amazon one. No, right. I got it right away.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. No. I got it right away.
Damn, you didn't get the joke.
I got
thinks I'm cheap, and I got him a $5 gift card.
No, I got the joke.
By the way, think about this. Like, instead of buying a greeting card for somebody, which costs, mm-hmm. you know, a nice one could cost $5, easy.
You could get someone a $5 gift card to Amazon, and you could print out
the thing. Right.
Yeah.
It looks like hot trash. At least not my black and white printer. But that person gets $5.
And everyone likes five. Right. Who wouldn't rather have $5 than a Hallmark card?
Right. And that Hallmark card, they feel like they have to hold on to for like, I don't know, like 2 weeks or something. This, you can just put the code in, you throw it right in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon should hire us to do ads for gift cards.
Yeah, I think we just did one.
I mean, they should pay us.
I know. I knew what you meant.
Right. So, yeah. So, we did that. Had that birthday stop by. And then yesterday, we surprised my mom in the backyard with birthday cupcakes that Mrs. Cheapy made. In between Mrs. Cheapy. It was a work day. So, Mrs. Cheapy's got calls all day. So, we had to, like, do a strategic strike in between calls. So, we ate cupcakes in the backyard. And then we went for a quick walk. My parents are selling their house. It's just about wrapped up. And so they're cleaning out the house, and this was probably like my last visit. Could be the last visit to the house. Maybe one more because it's Mother's Day. But it was very emotional walking around the old neighborhood. And as we're walking around the neighborhood, my mom like tripped over the sidewalk. She literally fell out of her shoes on the sidewalk on her birthday. She was fine, by the way.
Okay.
But
Is she okay?
Scared the living fuck out of us. Like, literally, she's wearing slippers. And she, like, I turn around. I hear something. I hear, like, oh, my God. I turn around. I see the slippers. And then I see my mom, like, on the floor. And they're like, oh, like, oh my God. But she was fine.
Good.
Whew. It was intense.
That was crazy.
And then we walked around the old neighborhood. And our house is the smallest house in the neighborhood, basically. All the houses have, like, a lot of the houses have, like, doubled up over the years. They've sort of fortified and added on other levels and squared off. Like, it's like there's a war coming. And the houses that had, like, enough money are getting ready for battle. And they have, like, not encampments. What are those things on top of towers? What are those called?
Like a turret?
I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot more space than there used to be on these houses. But, yeah, so I'm getting all my, like, old stuff back, like old pictures. I was posting some of them on Twitter. That, you know what was really disturbing, looking at my old pictures? It was really the most disturbing thing was seeing, like, why I wasn't, like, popular with girls. Just looking at these pictures. Like, looking at my freshman dorm room picture. Did you see the posters on my wall? Did you see what was going on in my dorm room?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It looked fine.
What?
It looked like every other freshman dorm room I've ever seen.
You like hockey cards?
The Godfather 3 one is
weird. The hockey cards was pretty good.
The hockey cards made into a poster, just like taped to the wall. Like,
that was pretty good.
That's, you know what though, but that's like expected. That's not so crazy.
A Clockwork Orange.
The Godfather 3?
Right. That's what I called. What the hell was I thinking? I must have got that, like, a good deal on that or something.
I can understand The Godfather 2.
Right. But what about A Clockwork Orange? Like, that's got rape in, like, the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, but that's a college, like, poster.
Yeah, that's like a pretentious college kid movie.
Oh, man.
That's fine.
I got anxiety.
I am glad that you didn't have a Scarface poster on the wall, because that's just cliche.
No, I wasn't into Scarface then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite.
I remember I had a ska poster. That was my big poster in my freshman year of college.
Wow.
Even looking at my comforter. It gave me anxiety just thinking. Like,
I didn't want to be on that comforter.
I had one of those. This area has just been laced with rat poison signs that they had in the city.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, GP?
Right.
Those signs. That's what I had up on my wall in my dorm room.
Edgy.
Yeah, exactly. Edgy.
Right. You were daring though with the girl. You were daring the girls.
Exactly. Come on in here, rat poison.
Is there rat poison or is there not?
You know, it used to be a pickup that worked when I was in college. I swear it worked. I had a VCR.
Yeah.
In my room.
I had that too.
Was that the pickup line?
That was it. I had a VCR. That was it. I have a VCR. You want to watch some movies?
Is it easy as that?
I had a VCR, like a Genesis, weed, like everything, and I still couldn't really make it happen too often.
I have a VCR. We want to come watch some movies? Because it was like a rarity in a college room to have your own VCR when I was in school. And you.
Right. I don't know. I managed to pull it off.
I didn't have a lot
going on.
I'm just saying, it wasn't like ubiquitous. It wasn't like you could just stream something.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine if only I had a DVD player then I really...
Right.
And it would have been like, I have a DVD player. And they would have been like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Many, let's watch The Matrix. That's what you did with your DVD player.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Come on up and watch The Matrix.
I got The Blair Witch, too. You want to watch that?
It was, do you want to watch, I have Star Wars or Batman. What do you want to watch?
I have these 5 DVDs that came free with my DVD player.
Right. I don't know. I can't even. Some of the pictures are cute, and it's like really cool to see pictures of my deceased grandparents, and like they look so cool and stuff. But God, looking at some of those pictures of like junior high school, high school me, there was one like I was at this summer program at Tufts, like for writing. There's a picture of me. I'm in my bed. I have no shirt on. There's a girl, a really cute Asian girl, in bed with me. She's like had the nicest smile, right? Didn't hook up with her at all the whole summer. She looked so happy to be in bed with shirtless me. And somehow, like, I couldn't put that together.
Well, I mean, how old were you?
I was in junior high, I feel.
Okay, yeah, you're too stupid to know any better. So you can't, don't beat yourself up over that.
It could have been high school. I mean, I was away for the, it was like a program where I was away for like a summer.
Even high school. Don't beat yourself up over that.
I don't know. It's bad. Looking at the pictures, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, she was cute. Like, what was I doing? Like, she was, and I remember like the last night of the summer, I remember there were her and her roommate, like, were like literally trying to beat down our door to get into our room. It was like really late at night. And we were just like, no, we want to go to sleep. It was the last night of the summer.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Right, of course. Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I have to burn some of these pictures, I think.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a long time of talking.
That's okay. Where are we going?
Nowhere. Fast.
What else do you have to do?
We got some show feedback, maybe.
Nice. So, Woody Nickname has to say, wait, all three of you were in fraternities in college? How is that possible? Two of you seem pretty cool. Hey-ho.
Wait, which two? I'm
assuming he's talking about me and Chip.
Wait, what? Well, yeah, I guess I just confirmed all that. See, the fraternity was for me, like, how to figure out how to get laid.
I had no intention of joining a fraternity, and I met the person that I became, was now one of my closest friends, and I met my first week in school. Me and him were hanging out, and some guy was like, hey, you want to hang out with us? And we were like, sure. And the next thing I know, we were in their fraternity. It was like, it literally like fell into place like that.
But I think that's how it works for the most part.
Yeah, but we didn't like go to rush events. There are some people that do that. They like go to the rush events and they go to all the different fraternities.
We had to do that. We have to do that. We don't let anybody in who doesn't do that.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We just like started hanging out with someone who was 2 years older than us. And they were like, these guys are cool. They're in.
Was this a co-ed fraternity?
No, this was Sigma Alpha Mu.
You didn't have to pledge?
We pledged, but it was like we were like light pledges. When we joined the fraternity.
I don't even want to hear about this. Do you know like all the secret like handshakes and shit?
Yeah, of course.
They probably told you like the wrong ones.
If you let me finish.
Right. Did you save somebody's life?
No. But we did have a hell week and that was kind of crazy. But when I joined the fraternity, we didn't have a house. It was like seven guys. We had been disbanded and kicked off campus.
Rape.
And this was like our first year back.
Rape.
Second year back.
Was it rape?
I don't know. It was before my time.
It's probably rape. Sounds like rape.
Could have been. But so there were only seven brothers in the fraternity when I joined. And by the time we left, we were up to like 40. And now there's a big house up on the hill. And it's like nice and prestigious. But I got in early. Which I think is probably why I joined it, because it didn't feel very...
Oh, they needed the numbers. Got it. So were you like a founding member, like a recharter or some shit like that?
I wasn't one of the recharting founders, but those were the seniors when I was a freshman.
Got it.
So they were, and you know, again, these are all people I'm still friends with. I just had a Zoom chat with them again, the third one before we did this. So it's not like it was, but yeah, then it became a lot more formal by the second semester of my freshman year. When I was already a brother, then it became like really formal. And
so you got to haze people.
I got to haze people. So
now I understand. Okay, I feel better now.
But I wasn't terribly hazed. The worst was probably our hell week. Although I remember they forced me to stay up for 24 hours straight, and it ended with a football game on the lawn, like a flag football game on the lawn.
Right.
And I had 104 degree temperature.
That's not great.
And I blacked out.
Right.
So they just took me back to my dorm room and I woke up 3 days later.
Yikes.
So that's a thing that happened. So does that count? Is that enough hazing
Sounds
for
Sounds like
you?
A get out of jail free card for me. To me. Oh, I have 104 fever. I guess I'll just sit this one out for a couple of days. Because it's hell week, not hell day.
That wasn't hell week. That was another time. Week was we didn't have a house, so we had to stay in a dorm room. That was meant for four people, but there were six of us in addition to the four people that lived there.
Okay.
So we had to stay in like the little common area of this dorm room and we all slept on the floor.
Okay.
And we couldn't do anything. We had to go just there. There were no cell phones.
And you had, yeah, for how long? For a week? For like five
for
days
a week.
Or so?
5 days, yeah. And we just spent all our time there. It was kind of like being in
a prison.
You
didn't have to go to class or anything?
We would go to class, and then straight from class, we had to go there. We couldn't eat our meals outside. We had to eat there, and it was stuff that they would bring us.
Right.
And we couldn't turn the TV on. The TV had to be turned on by someone who lived there.
Yeah, there's all these
and
stupid
we couldn't,
rules. We had to do that.
Yeah,
shit.
We couldn't watch what we wanted. That's how I got the Wombat nickname, was during that.
Oh, wait. What? What happened?
Yeah, it was. We were sitting there and during the Hell Week, and we were all stir crazy. And they put on the TV, and Dave, who was a brother, put on the Animal Planet or Nat Geo or whatever it was. And the first show that came on was a show called Wombats, Burrowers of the Bush.
Wow.
And the narrator came on and goes, "Wombats are stubby, furry, round little animals that like to sleep all day and eat all night long." And everyone turned around and goes, "You're a wombat." And that's it. And the name stuck.
Hmm. I feel like
that was 25 years ago.
I feel like Shipwreck's Fraternity had like more hazing.
Shipwreck's Fraternity was probably like the, thank you, sir, may I have another kind.
It wasn't that extreme.
Did you have to jerk off onto like a cracker or something?
No, I don't recall doing
that. No, it was just straight.
You don't remember doing that or no?
No, we definitely didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
He
bread
never
counts
ate another
as a cracker,
man's
by the way.
Oh, does it? details.
Right.
No. I did the whole thing. I basically picked the one that was more fun to play basketball at. There was two fraternities that had basketball hoops.
Right.
And I went through the, I don't know, rush. It wasn't really rush week. It was like pre-rush week or something. It was just like various people like were like, "Hey, come out, hang out at our house." And I went to one and they weren't really that into playing basketball.
Right.
And then I went to the other one and like everybody was playing basketball.
This is the place for me.
I'm like, this is it.
I'm home.
My brothers.
Right.
Cheapies was probably similar to that, but replaced basketball with marijuana.
Nope.
And there you go.
Nope. My friend had just joined this particular fraternity and said he was convinced me to join. Said it would be good for my social life. Like I said, I was trying to fucking get laid and I couldn't get
it together. I mean, it was good for my social life too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean. We had a house the second, you know, by the time I was a sophomore, we had a house again.
We didn't have a house at all. We had a floor in the dorm.
Oh, we had a house.
Now we have a house, but I'm sure it's disgusting.
We had a house. Now we don't have a house.
We had an off-campus house when I was there, and it was disgusting. And I thoroughly enjoyed living there much more than I should have.
Right. But we lost our dorm floor. The school took it away.
So
that's
who
were
you?
What
fraternity were you? What were you? A Pi?
Phi Kappa Tau.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds made up.
It's from Ohio, Shipwreck.
Yeah, I know that one.
It's from Miami of Ohio.
Sure. The birthplace of fraternities.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them birthed.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. It's a real
one. I was Phi Gamma Delta.
Our most famous alumnus is Paul Newman, I believe.
Nice.
There might be some new ones since I graduated.
I was going to say, there's probably new ones for all
of
them.
Oh, yeah, PewDiePie.
Right?
Yeah. Sorry, PewDiePie is the new one.
Ours was Johnny Carson.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We had, our fraternity had no juice, like no power at all. Like we didn't have a house. We weren't, like there's some fraternities have been there for 100 years probably. Or I don't know how long, but a long fucking time. And ours was, you know, from the 80s we started. So, like, we didn't have any rich alumni. Our alumni were just, you know, had just graduated, didn't have any money or anything. So, we couldn't get away with anything. So, whenever there was any trouble at all that we got into, always the other fraternity had more Jews. Like, they're, you know, they had people who were, like, senators.
I kept thinking you were saying Jews.
Juice.
And I'm like, my fraternity was very Jewish.
No,
this is for you because I looked it up, and yeah. I know you'll appreciate it, GP.
Yeah.
Marv Albert was in my fraternity.
Yes!
Yes! So
I like stockings.
Oh, and Bernie Madoff. So we had
great, great company.
This and is all David starting Stern. To make sense now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good old fraternity life. We had our hell week. I got no sleep for a week, basically.
Yeah, that was it. It's a week
of no sleeping. And we had to like run a fucking, I don't know, we had to run in the morning. They'd wake us up every morning and make us run in like combat boots.
Well, no, we didn't have to do anything crazy or dumb like that.
And then we still have to go to all of our classes and everything. And I remember being in a class in a basement, and it was like, you know, it was on like a nighttime class or some shit. And I'm sitting in the class. I'm so tired. I haven't slept in like, any real sleep. We were sleeping on the floor, right? They give you like an hour a night or something.
Yep.
And I'm sitting in the class, and the guy's going on about something. And I start looking out the window, and I'm like, oh, it's snowing out. And then I'm like, oh, there's an elephant. Wow. And then I'm like, oh, there's no window in here even. I'm in a basement. And then, but you can't even go to sleep in the class because if you have any brothers in the class with you, they sit next to you and they keep you awake in the class. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that bad. Didn't have to jerk off onto anything.
No, I didn't have to do that ever. All I had to do was like memorize stuff.
My roommate had to do some crazy shit. He pledged like the illegal fraternity. He got thrown out of a moving car. He got like,
oh jeez,
yeah.
He had to. He was so. He had to tell the RA on our floor that he was in a car accident because he was so beat up from one of the pledging events. It wasn't the one where he got thrown out of the car, incidentally. When he had to go to the bathroom, he'd have to walk down the hallway, and the bathroom was far from us. So he had to make up a story, like, car accident or some shit. Crazy, right?
That's messed up. See, I wouldn't want to be in that for
20 years. No. Right. That was the opposite.
That's the one you're looking for.
That's the exact
opposite. Yeah, I was looking for the one that was like, hey, let's all hang out and have a good time.
Exactly. Yeah. Video games. We had played a lot of NHL.
Yeah, we played Genesis. A lot of video. Yeah, we played a lot of GoldenEye. Let's play some GoldenEye.
Right. And made fun of each other based on our ethnicities.
Uh-huh. Yep. That was it.
Like we were supposed to.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. All right. Any other show feedback?
We don't have to.
All right. How about Watch This, Bitches?
Sure.
I'm the only one who's been watching this, Bitches, it seems. No one's watching anything?
No, I'm watching one of them.
Okay. So we finished up Westworld Season 3, the finale. The finale was on this week. I liked this season. It wasn't a great season, but I understood what was happening. Like, I don't have to go look up, like, what the hell happened, which is what I've had to do for the last two seasons. So in that regard, I appreciated it. But in other ways, I thought it was a little underwhelming. But I did like seeing Aaron Paul. And I don't know. You guys don't watch Westworld, though?
No.
Nope.
And I'm not going to convince you to. The best part about season three was that they do a really cool job of showing the future, like in cities like L.A., so you get to see what future flying cars, driverless cars look like. Riot control robots. It's like something you'd see out of RoboCop. That stuff they did really well. The talking computer stuff, not so much. But overall, I'd say I enjoyed it. We also on HBO, we started watching this movie called Bad Education, which is an HBO-made production. Have you watched it at all, Wombat?
I know the story.
Okay.
Because I remember it happening.
Oh, yeah. It's about a school in Roslyn, a high school in Roslyn.
Which is on Long Island in New York.
Yes. And it was like a really like well-performing school. Like they were number four or something in the country at something. In academics, of course.
Okay.
And not just like... horseshoes.
It's one of the top public school districts in the world, probably.
And there was a administrative person stealing money from the. I've only watched half of it because that's how we watch things now, even though it's just a movie. A woman was stealing money, and there's a cover up, and I'm sure some crazy shit goes down. But we've only watched half. It stars Hugh Jackman as the superintendent, and he's really fucking good in it. And so is the woman who plays the.
Isn't it Allison Janney?
She's incredible, like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So I really recommend Bad Education so far. And you can see some of that Long Island life. And they have some great scenes of the town of Roslyn. The school, they didn't actually shoot it at Roslyn High School, but they did shoot some shit in the town. Also been watching Upload.
I finished that.
Oh my God. On Amazon
Prime. On Amazon Prime. Yep. I finished that.
Or Prime Video, it's called, actually. It's called Prime Video.
Whatever. Amazon.
Gotta get it right. What, CarPlay, Apple Play?
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? I watched it. I finished the season.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Oh. Did you cry?
No.
Oh. We've only watched two or three episodes, but it's really funny.
It's good. Yeah. Stick with it. It's worth it to the end.
Yeah. And I like, and that's another show that does a good job of building like a future world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like they have, again, with the driverless cars and other things. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's really clever.
It's dystopian, but it's not apocalyptic. They do a very good job.
Right. It's not depressing, I don't think.
But it is.
It is. But yeah, it's the perfect mix.
Too depressing for me or no?
No.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
I would say this, though. I think the first episode is the weakest of the episodes.
Okay,
so you have to kind of have to muscle through the first one if you don't love it. But it picks up and it's much better once you get past that hump.
Right. I was talking about it on Twitter and saying how much I was enjoying it so far. And at Carl Kramer wrote in and said that he thought it was the funniest, smartest satire he's seen in a while. If you liked Community or The Good Place, you would recommend it.
And I recommend all three of those things. But I would say, yeah, and they're short. The first episode's 45 minutes. And after that, they're all 30 minutes. So,
have you guys still not checked out The Last Dance?
I think we're going to start watching it.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, that's the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Bulls thing. There's other players.
Whatever. There's no other players.
I think the Rodman parts are going to be pretty interesting.
You Michael Jordan Rodman?
No. He was pretty interesting. And he was a good player, right, Chip?
Amazing he's a player. Hall of Fame basketball player.
Yes, of course.
Dennis Rodman was a good basketball.
So it's not. I'm just saying. You can't just say it's.
He was a really odd good basketball player. Yes. Not so much just his personality, but that he was primarily defense and rebounding.
Yep.
So really he didn't score. Like he hardly ever shot the ball after like the second half of his career.
Right. Why bother? It's
really smart when you have Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and like Steve Kerr on your team. Like those are the guys that should be shooting the ball.
Right. And he's like tough. So people are probably afraid of him and they don't want to like elbow Jordan because they think Rodman will bite their ear off or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happen.
It's good. It's I think it was through episode 6 this last time. I have a feeling they're starting to get into the depressing part of this, where like the whole Jordan's dad situation and him playing baseball, that I'm guessing that'll be the next episode.
See, I don't know about this stuff too much.
Oh, really?
I know about the gambling.
Yeah. This last episode was a lot about the gambling.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds entertaining.
Turns out that Michael Jordan has so much money that it doesn't really matter if he gambles or not.
I bet. I'm sure he's not going to gamble all of it. He knows how
right
much he has.
Right. It's like there's part of it where like the NBA investigated him and they're like talking to David Stern and they're like, yeah, we found out like he was like betting like $10,000, but $10,000 to Michael Jordan is like $10 to normal people. So.
And if he starts to run out of money, he can just do another like ad campaign for socks or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't think he's running out of money anytime.
I don't think so.
Wait, what is the is there breaking news?
I just saw this came across my computer.
How does it come across your computer? You should be focusing on the show.
I am focusing on the show, but how do you not stop when you hear that Queens Brian May has been hospitalized after ripping his butt muscles
to shreds while gardening?
To shreds while gardening.
You do have to stretch out your butt muscles.
Yeah,
your glutes.
He ripped them to shreds while gardening.
That's how. What kind of gardening is he doing?
I high impact.
How does he garden? Because I feel like you would have to be going up and down very rapidly to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's using those shears really wrong.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh boy.
Ooh.
All right. Let's awkwardly transition over to Mack Weldon. Yes, well, you all know about Mack Weldon, premium men's essential brand. We've talked about how much we love the sweatpants specifically and their sister clothing, the shorts, the Ace sweatpants and shorts. By the way, we have a definitive answer to the question that everybody's been waiting for. Do you remember what the question was, Wombat?
Oh, yeah. How many ping pong balls can you fit in there?
So we found out on Twitch today. Ty was a witness and the people watching. You can fit 20 balls in each pocket of the Ace shorts and the sweatpants. I'm assuming they're the same. So that's 20 in the left and the front left and front right. So it's 40 in the front. And then in the back pocket, you can fit another 15. So 45 total.
55 total.
Sorry, 55 total. 55 total. Also, I put my hand down the back of my pants while I was doing that math.
Excellent. My Ace sweatpants, they need to be cleaned. And I've been wearing my Mack Weldon Sunday pants.
Even though it's not Sunday, you're allowed to do that?
I've been wearing them. You know what? I forgot how comfortable they are because I hadn't worn them in a while. I highly recommend those.
Yes. And Mack Weldon wants you to know about their Weldon Blue loyalty program. It's totally free. You can place an order for any amount and never pay for shipping again. And once you reach $200 worth of products, you will get free shipping and 20% off all your orders. And it gets you special access to new products before they are released, as well as free gifts added to future orders. Perhaps best of all, Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it and they will still refund you, no questions asked. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST. That's 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com with promo code CAGCAST. And you can watch my Twitch broadcast from May 7th if you want to watch me play with an unreasonable amount of ping pong balls in my pockets. Ty was laughing so hard because it looked pretty funny when you have 15 ping pong balls in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like really bad hemorrhoids or like the Elephant Man or something. But that's a lot of ping pong balls that could be carrying around when you're playing ping pong.
Yes.
That can keep you going for a long time.
I want to see you just walk into spin like that.
Yeah, you got to go in and be like, I'm ready to play.
Wait, they have their own balls there, though.
Oh. Well, but then you won't have to rent them.
No, you don't rent balls. That's not how it works.
It's not like bowling.
Do you have to rent balls? Aren't the balls included?
Balls are just kind of there.
Shoes you have to pay for.
Oh, so is that the same with ping pong then?
Yeah, you have to rent shoes.
No. Ping pong, most places... If you go to a place like Spin, they'll just give you paddles for free. You pay for the table rental. That's it. For like someone like me who's a member there, and anyone at Spin, they have buckets of balls, and you just use all the balls. I don't have to bring my own balls. But I've managed to somehow steal balls from Spin unintentionally by leaving my bag open.
Probably because you can fit 55 of them in your shorts.
Excuse me, sir. Are you trying to take home any balls? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, hemorrhoids.
I would prefer if you did not acknowledge my extreme hemorrhoidal situation.
Yes. No, I don't need to bring balls to Spin. I appreciate the visual and the humor of it, but it's just ridiculous to think that I would bring balls to Spin. I might steal balls from Spin. I would smuggle them out.
It's better to consider you smuggling them in.
Yes, I know. I can imagine. Well, why not just walk around my neighborhood with 50 balls in my pants?
Just asking people if they want to play ping pong. Hey!
And not have any paddles with me. That would be the best part.
You could be carrying a paddle in each hand as you're walking around looking for people to play ping pong with.
I'm going to get arrested. With my mask on.
With your mask on. Bandana. Yes, of course.
Wombat, are you still paying attention? Are you reading about Brian May's ass?
No, I'm here. I actually don't have anything else open.
Well, I have a contest to announce, and I need you to get fired up for it.
I'm so fired up that hemorrhoids.
Right. So we have a Lenovo prize pack to give away. Okay? It includes a M300 mouse, a Lenovo cap, a t-shirt, a hoodie, and a water bottle. So you could basically be all decked out in Lenovo clothing.
I would like to be all decked out in Lenovo clothing.
No, not you. You would have to.
But I want to be decked out in Lenovo clothing.
You're going to have to contact somebody about that.
Oh, that hurts me in my soul.
And you'll be very hydrated and you would have a new mouse. So you'd be really looking sharp. Lenovo has a all new lineup of Legion products, which include a flagship of sleek laptops and towers. By the way, I have some sad PC news later in the show to talk about. And to enter the contest, you need to, here's what you got to do, because the commenting in the show thread is bad, because then it's just too much work. So, and it clogs up all the show feedback for next week, right? Wombat, doesn't it make your job more difficult?
No, but you know, you seem to want me to say yes, so I'm going to say
no.
Yes.
I mean, if you want, I mean, I'm happy to do it the other way if you think that's better.
I think that way is better.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? Because it makes it look like a lot of people are commenting on the show?
Yes.
But people they come up with clever comments. I read through them all last time.
Oh, it's but I don't know. Okay, so we should do that again, you're saying?
Yeah, because people can't just, when people comment, they feel like they need to say more than just,
okay, so
Sonic should have a giant wang.
Okay, so here's how you enter. Just leave a comment in the show thread. It's any comment about this week's episode. That's all. That's how you enter. And you can win a Lenovo Legion prize pack.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
In other non-related news, do you know we have a big anniversary coming up?
I did not.
It's the CAGcast 15-year anniversary coming up this August.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So I wanted to, I gave myself a little project for this anniversary.
Oh, what's that?
Because of technical limitations back in the day, once we reached a certain number of episodes, we had to stop putting all of our show episodes in one RSS feed. Which means that if you're listening to our show and like iTunes or it's not even called iTunes anymore, right? It's called Apple Podcasts.
Doesn't matter. I know.
Any podcast reader, you'll get the latest episodes and probably like the last 300 episodes or so. Because back in the day, if the feed was too big, phones couldn't handle it and it would just crash. It would never load. And it was a big problem. So you couldn't do that. But now your phones can shoot 4K video and do a lot of shit. So it's not an issue anymore as far as I can tell. I'm still testing it, but the goal is to make it so that anybody could listen to any episode of the CAGcast from any platform. Right now you can't do it from any platform. So hopefully somebody appreciates that. Nobody asked for it, but I noticed that people do go back and listen to the old episodes, and I figured might as well make it as easy as possible for them.
Yeah, those stats are correct.
Some of those stats that were coming in from France were not correct.
They weren't?
No, not at all. None of them?
We don't have people listening in France, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. I think there's something weird going on there. I think they're all right, though.
What, all the stats?
I think the numbers are correct. I just think the locations were wrong.
Okay. Well, regardless, the point is people should be able to say, what I really want to be able to happen is that you could ask, you know, your smart device to say, hey, play episode 27 of the CAGcast. Meanwhile, I can't get them to even play the CAGcast because they don't understand CAGcast. They can't, it doesn't like.
Oh, maybe we should change the name of the show. Is it time?
To what?
I don't know.
You have to say like, sometimes you can say CAG cast and it works, but it's very inconsistent and only with certain podcast skills. Mm. That would be a good, that's part of the project too. The 15-year anniversary.
Get on
project.
It.
I'm working on it. I've been in contact with various people from Google and Apple to get this going. And nice. Libsyn. I'm very busy.
Cool.
They all have very good support, by the way. Shout out to all those companies. Very good support. How about some new releases? Are there any ones that we are talking about?
There's at least two of these I'm playing.
Hmm. Oh, I'm playing one that's not on here.
Hmm. Huh. The first one I'm playing is what did it come out for? Came out for Xbox and PS4, looks like. Hmm. I'm playing Potato Fairy Flower.
Oh, I had those for dinner tonight.
Now, you guys are familiar with this game.
Potatoes?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh. So this was one, they sent me a code for it. The PR email like showed me pictures and everything. Looked like a very cute like little platformer where you're playing as a fairy witch type of character that's going through a foresty area. Like I'm like, oh okay, I'll see if Emmeline will like playing this, and so we'll sit down and I'll have something to play with each other. I did not realize that this is one of those super difficult platformers. Like it's not like overly difficult, but it's way too difficult for like to hand to a new gamer, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the art style is, it's got some like similarities to Braid.
I'm looking at it now. It looks cute.
Yeah, it's actually very good, platforming wise. It's got a lot of puzzles built in. Some of the puzzles, it's literally like you get to a screen and like you hit a button and it's like, here, figure out this puzzle that has nothing to do with platforming. And some of those are like, why are you making me do this? They're like, turn all these dots green type of things. Like, but it's like, you actually have to think to do it. You can't just like press buttons, but all you want to do is like play the platforming game because that's right. What you signed up for.
Right. It's like picking locks in BioShock or something.
Yeah, it's that type of thing. Like there's even, I was thrilled when I got past those dot puzzles and then like there was like some Tetris style puzzles. And then after the Tetris style puzzles, you get to the Pipeworks puzzles. So I was like, oh yes, the Pipeworks. I know exactly how to win these every time. And it's just a exercise in tedium. But it's a solid little title. I want to play more. Emmeline likes watching me play it now, but there's like, it's got some pretty tight platforming and a lot of like risk reward type stuff. Where you're like all the coins you collect, you can choose to use those on save points as you go through levels or not spend them on save points and buy upgrades. But obviously if you don't spend them on a spell point, you miss a jump, then you've lost several minutes of playthrough.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So pretty good though.
What's the other game? What was that? That was Potato the Fairy?
Potato, I think is her name.
Oh, Potato the Fairy Flower.
Yeah. That was a lot of time to talk about that game. What else are you playing?
We talked about so much stuff already.
I know.
The other thing, we're still playing that Fledgling Heroes game. That's officially out this week. So that is the one Emmeline likes.
I think I just highlighted the game that we're all playing.
What's that?
On PC. Big Titty Goth Girlfriend Simulator.
Girlfriend Simulator. It is free. It is free.
That is your price. Whoops, I just deleted it by accident.
Yeah. I've been playing what isn't on the list. I've been playing John Wick Hex on the PlayStation 4, which came out this week.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. And have you played it? Because I know it's been out on the PC for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've played some of that.
Okay, yeah. I played it. I got through the first level. I played some of the second level. That game is, I like it a lot. I like the strategy. It's for those who don't know, it's a turn-based strategy game. It takes place in a fairly narrow field of view. And you sort of, even though it's turn-based, it moves very quickly for turn-based. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
And if you've ever played Hitman Go, it's sort of similar to that.
Okay.
That would be a way to describe it, although it can be quite punishing. You know, you don't save your bandages from level to level. You don't get a new weapon when you get to the next level. Everything carries over, so you got to be aware of your resources. And also there's a bar at the top that tells you not just what your moves are going to be in time, but also what the moves of the enemies are going to be. Mm-hmm. So it'll tell you if your move is going to take too long and you're going to get, say, shot before you can make your move, or if you switch to a different move, if that gets you out of the way of being shot so you can then get a shot in before getting shot again.
Aren't there like percentages or something too?
There's the likelihood, plus you have to be aware of what the enemy's going to do on their turn. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to kind of, you have to think about it. how crazy. But it's really good. You know, like I think I put this on, said this on Twitter. It's like, I'm at one moment I do something and I feel really smart, and then I do something else and I die and I feel really stupid. So, but I like that. I like, you know, the learning.
It requires a lot more thinking than watching the movies.
Yes. I think if they wanted to make a game where you wanted to really feel like John Wick, this is kind of a good way to do it. You know, that, and you know, or go like the super hot route, I think would be the only other way. But that game already exists.
Right. I need to get that VR version, by the way, probably.
So, of what, super hot?
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
It probably is very good. That game is very good, but that's not the game we're talking about.
We're talking about big titty anime, whatever.
Yes, we're talking about
big titty anime bitches, it's called.
Yes.
What else
and
we got?
Pong Quest came out on the Switch this week. They did provide me with a code for that today, but we're recording today, so I haven't played it yet. So stay tuned next week when I talk about Pong Quest.
And I believe we will have a special review from Whipsmart Banky on Jay and Silent Bob Mall Brawl next week as well.
Cool.
Exciting.
Yes. He's a big Kevin Smith fan, so.
I figured, yeah.
You know, it's part of his name, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured that out.
You're good, man.
Uh-huh.
And now it's time for your news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Woohoo!
What do you got?
So they added a new mode to Rainbow Six, speaking of Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Mm.
Called the Grand Larceny.
Sounds dangerous.
It is. It's like a 1930s heist style level where there are like limited time costumes if you choose certain people, and it's shotguns only, which makes it interesting. And it takes place in a warehouse full of safes, and you're either trying to unlock three safes or trying to stop people from unlocking three safes. And the interior is significantly more destructible than normal.
Oh no, not three safes.
Yeah, well, they put like nine in the building, and they're on different floors.
Right, no,
and you could shoot the ceiling above you and have it come down.
That's awesome.
And then you can open it when it's down.
I should check this out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I hadn't played the game in forever, and someone on Twitter is like, oh, you have 5.1 surround sound now. You should check out Rainbow Six, because that game is, you know, made for that. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. And now I've been playing it for like the last 2 days. So
nice. I should check that out.
Yeah. Check it out. I would be happy to play with you.
I'm PC.
Oh, you suck.
I don't have it. Do I?
It's probably like $10 now. Just get it.
No.
Just get it for $10.
I have my skins though on PC.
Didn't you buy it when it was $3 or whatever?
It's possible. No need to investigate.
Yeah.
And find out for sure.
Uh-huh. So, but anyway, yeah, it's cool. It's called the Grand Larceny. It is fun. You know, I like shooting the shotguns and having like the floors just fall out underneath you.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Have you crushed yourself with a safe yet?
I have not crushed myself with a safe. I have fallen down through the floor when I didn't want to fall through the floor. That's definitely happened. I also got 3 kills in one round, and that felt kind of satisfying.
Boy.
Yeah.
You should stream on Twitch.
I should. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Weekend's coming up.
They updated the app on Xbox. It works a lot better now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's like more options, but not much. Oh. You can hook up a camera now.
But I don't have a camera.
You don't have a USB camera?
No, we've had this conversation before. No, I do not own a USB camera.
Don't have a USB camera? Really? You?
You? SB?
All right. Let's move on to Microsoft. Mm-hmm. They had an event today.
No.
Called... Summer
Microsoft's
of Xbox.
Event.
No, I don't know. I'm very confused, Shipwreck. Can you explain something to me?
Yes.
What is the summer? Jeff Keighley has something called the Summer of Internet or something. What's it called?
Summer of Gaming? Gaming of Summer? Summer
Game,
game
no.
Fest?
No, come on. What's it really
summer
called?
Summer Fest?
No. What's it really called? No more jokes. How do you spell his name?
All of those,
it's called
it's all those
I
words.
Like I Like Games That Wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
It's called Summer called? Game Fest. I just Googled Jeff Keighley Summer.
Yeah, see? I got that.
Okay.
Summer Game Fest.
I thought you were trolling me.
No.
I Like Games That Wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
So Summer Fest.
Yes.
Is an all digital internet summer of game news.
Understand. I understand that.
Perfect.
And this is part of, was this part of that?
Was it on the internet?
Yes.
Was then it about games?
So, but.
Was now, Jeff this is something there. Different. The no, Xbox stop, thing is stop. Separate
no.
from the Jeff Keighley thing.
It is? Are you sure?
I think this one's, I think this particular event was separate, but okay. Microsoft and Xbox are part of Gummer of Summerfest.
Got it. Where can I find that?
The internet.
That's on computers now.
Wherever you want to look on the internet, Jeff Keighley has you covered on video game news.
It's good. Somebody's got to do it.
More power to him.
But Microsoft seemed to do this without him. Okay, I guess. I watched like the half hour part.
Yeah,
of it.
I watched it. It was fine.
I think he's going to be the hype man a little bit, right? That low key hype man that Jeff Keighley is, the aw shucks hype man.
Yeah, that's good. He does a good job of that.
He does. Yeah.
Well, there are going to be things that, you know, that aren't going to be specifically just Xbox centric or Sony centric. They'll be, you know, third party stuff, and they need a third party guy.
Right.
And there you go.
Which just was all third party stuff, though.
This was mostly third party stuff.
All third party stuff, right?
How come? Yeah,
they're
like
doing
the beginning.
The first party one in July.
Yeah, they're having the Microsoft Summer of Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what this is.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Because
we don't know. E3's gone, so we're just going to sprinkle stuff out and see how that
I don't
goes.
Know. I prefer this. So there.
It felt like a watered down E3 presentation. Really,
I know. I'm all for it. It's fine with me. Keep it up.
Yeah. Well, it didn't have any like really no AAA.
No, this was fairly. I mean, they teased having gameplay of Assassin's Creed and then didn't.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
you need to be Sherlock Holmes to find that shit.
There's gonna be gameplay of the new Assassin's Creed. You gotta watch this. And then they showed it, and it's like, yeah, we got nothing.
No, literally, like a squirrel ran by my window while I was watching it, and I like, oh, look, a squirrel. And then I came back. And I think I missed the gameplay. I was like, oh, there's just like the bird again.
There wasn't any.
I mean, I'm sure it's gonna look great and it's gonna be awesome,
yeah, I'm sure
and I'm gonna buy it.
Plays a Viking with two axes at the same time. How could that be? You have to try to fuck that up.
Right. Right.
I've requested access to your notes, Cheapy.
Oh. Yeah. You have.
How do I see your notes?
Oh, I can just do that. Hold on. Private. I'll just share it to you.
I did watch this whole thing, and I thought it was actually pretty good.
Access denied.
As far as, like, this is exactly the type of thing that is shown at E3 events.
Should work now.
I got it.
I cannot tell. I needed the notes because I couldn't tell you what the names of these games were.
Here's what we got. We got Big Memory Infinite.
Bright.
Which was
made
by one person.
Bright.
That
memory.
One looked, that was probably my most exciting game that I saw.
That looked interesting.
It looked good.
Sure.
The first person shooter, like, what was that game with all the cursing and you could throw the grappling hook and pull people over like
Bulletstorm.
Yeah, like Bulletstorm.
It
like
reminded
that.
Me. It reminded me of Crysis and Bulletstorm put together.
Sure, right.
Look good.
But you know what? Can you tell from whatever that was? It wasn't enough.
He got into the car.
No, that's enough. That's enough for like an E3 type trailer.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. It's
all
it
of these.
Fall,
all of these.
A lot
were
of
like
these. Yeah, these
politely
all
clap
into,
after this, please. That's what all these were.
A lot of these also fall into the these games don't really exist yet. But
I think that one. I think that one looked furthest along.
We'll find out.
It looked like
a lot.
They showed a lot of that one.
I'm saying 2023. Dirt 5.
Right.
More dirt.
Right. That's my notes on Dirt 5. More dirt. Yep.
There you go. It's a driving game. It's dirt. There's more of it.
They looked good because dirt games look good.
Yep. The weird thing about this though was like, wasn't this all streaming like at 30 frames per second? I feel like this was not an ideal way to really capture how awesome the games looked or how they were performing. Everything just kind of seemed like, oh, I can't really tell the difference too much on this stuff compared to the current gen stuff.
Yeah, it's hard even. I was watching it on 4K on YouTube on my TV, but it's still very compressed.
Right.
It's hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah,
They showed Scorn,
Yes.
That was the penis game? This one looked like aliens. Yes, the one that looked like H.R. Geiger art, but yeah. It wasn't, or maybe it was, I don't know. And it was one of the 16 horror games that they showed during the presentation.
What was going on?
Those are called psychological thrillers. Horror.
Psychological thrillers. It's just gross stuff repeatedly.
Lots of gross stuff. So enjoy. I hope you guys like gross stuff. Speaking of gross stuff, there was Madden 21. which does not have smart delivery despite Cheapy's notes.
What?
It has somewhat smart delivery, right?
It says smart delivery.
No, it has limited time.
Limited
upgrade.
Time smart delivery. That seems appropriate
it's not
for
the,
Madden 21.
It's not
what does
the,
that mean?
It's not Xbox branded smart delivery. Smart delivery is its own thing. It's part of Xbox's marketing.
But I wrote smart delivery.
EA is not implementing smart delivery. They're having limited time upgrades. So if you buy the game in August when it comes out, you have until March to upgrade it.
Okay.
I think if you bought it before the end of the year, right?
Yeah, if you buy it by December 31st.
That's fair.
That's fine.
I guess.
Why isn't that fine?
These big companies, yeah.
Because like with sports games especially, like that thing's going to drop in value and they're not looking to give you a free game for nothing. Right?
Okay. I guess. I don't know.
But all these other games were smart delivery. That was my big takeaway. Is like I kept writing down smart delivery a lot.
Yep. Speaking of horror games, we had that vampire game where they had people hanging by their lips, and that was kind of gross.
They did that for a long time. That seemed like it took the entire 25 minutes.
Elliot was standing right next to me.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Xbox! Like,
it's the morning.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's the morning, and we're all home with our families.
And on the West Coast,
the
it's earlier.
To show lip stretch the game.
Right. That was a different game than the lady giving herself an abortion, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What was that?
That's later. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, geez.
There was Call of the Sea, which seems like it could have been a horror game, but it's bright and colorful on an island.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Nick Suttner is writing
that game.
Oh, cool!
Oh, cool! It reminded me of
Journey.
Did you
used to do a podcast with him?
Yes,
I might have done one. I don't remember.
I think he did like a handful.
But he did the written part.
We did the written part of Guy Fawkes. that Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That one looked interesting.
Yeah,
that looked gross to me. I was going to pass.
That was a gross on you? But it had the singing.
That's the lips. That's the one they're hanging by
their lips. That was the hanging by their lips.
Wait,
yeah, I'm passing.
It was? That was that
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
I thought that was the same game.
I thought that was... Oh, that was. That was so long.
So long. Yeah.
I liked it once it got past the people hanging by their lips.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After that, it was like, okay, this is a little bit better aesthetic for me.
Sure it was.
I thought Paradox was making a Joker game or something.
Yeah, what's me too. Happening? I'm like, ooh, is this like a Batman thing? And then it wasn't. I was disappointed. It was vampires.
Right.
We have The Ascent, which I thought you put down Blade Runner, and there was part of me, I was like, is this like a Shadowrun thing?
Sure.
But it wasn't. It was something else. But Twin Stick Shooter, but it still looked pretty good. That one actually looked pretty good to me.
Sure. Four players. It seemed like, I think I saw four players in there.
It seemed like maybe four players or like a party system or something. Mm-hmm. That one also, it looked like, you know, there was some gameplay footage there. So maybe it's going to come out sometime between 2022 and 2027.
I don't think they just did some CGI of a overhead third person shooter.
Yeah. Like I said, 2027. I keep my expectations.
It's just a twin stick shooter, Wombat. It's not like they're.
That's what they tell you now, and then the next thing you know, people are like, hey, you remember The Ascent?
What else?
The Medium, another horror game. So now we're up to...
This is the abortion game.
This is the third one. Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, it is.
Another apocalyptic psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a theme.
We all need a little bit more depression. I think. Mm-hmm. Like, if they could have just sprinkled in something that wasn't this, like just a couple of these, because they all seem all right, that looks like a cool looking version of this type of game.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of felt samey after a while of, I don't need to see all this.
Even Scarlet Nexus, which I guess is different, still felt sort of like part of that, because it had those weird post-apocalyptic, Japanese...
Yeah, it was the
Silent
Japanese
Hills
version of this.
Yeah.
They got the
monsters
memo.
Right. Yeah. Like, here you go, more horror games for you. I'm like, I get it. Things suck. First-person dinosaur shooter didn't look bad.
That looked good
in, like... That's another one where for a second there, I'm like, are they bringing back Brute Force? And then I got disappointed. Then I got
sad. But it looks better. It looks a lot better than Brute Force.
Well, Brute Force was a long time ago. Right. I think that game is ripe for a comeback.
Another apocalyptic game. Post-apocalyptic.
At least it had dinosaurs, though.
Yeah, but that one had dinosaurs. Yep.
Yeah. They did explode apart weird, though. They were getting...
Again,
like,
that game's not coming out until 2033, so don't worry about it.
Okay, they'll slice apart correctly when that game comes out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reading.
That's the last piece of the puzzle.
And then there was Yakuza Like a Dragon.
All right. Also seemed pretty dark until they went full on Yakuza with it later.
Right.
Is that normal in Yakuza games that when they punch people, they get like lightning bolts coming out of their hands?
Sometimes.
Or was that just for this one?
I think it gets pretty weird.
It just depends on, like Yakuza games go all over the place in tone.
I've never played one. I do not know.
Yeah. They're
weird. They're wacky.
They're wacky.
I feel like I wouldn't like them.
I think you might. This might be the one for you.
Who knows?
This one looked pretty good. It seems like this could be a good starting.
Is that a Game Pass one?
They have one on there.
I know, but I thought this one was going to be. And then there's Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which was awesome to see so much incredible gameplay footage. It was like I was playing the game today. That's how good the gameplay footage was.
Right.
I wrote
in my notes, fuck it, it looked good. Fuck it. No, I wrote, fuck, it looks good, because that's what I said out loud while I was watching it.
Now I know why they call it Ubisoft and not Ubi Hard. So let's sip at that.
Great. And that was pretty much what they showed. And then they went back and they showed more of those things, I guess, except for Assassin's
Creed. They had like interviews with people that I don't know or care about. And
Jeff Rubenstein? You don't care about Jeff Rubenstein? Is that what you're saying?
He was giving the interviews. He wasn't being interviewed.
Sounds like somebody's not getting invited to the next Xbox event.
I haven't been invited to an event in like 4 years.
Well, now you know why.
Yep, because I hate everybody. Everybody hates me.
I stopped watching after I watched the Assassin's Creed interview afterwards with Jeff, and then I had to go do actual work.
Okay.
I had to, I don't know what.
Wait, what? What were you doing?
I'm doing the anniversary project.
Oh, okay.
My wrists hurt from that. I had to click. A lot of clicking.
Okay.
Okay, where are we here? We are over at...
we're still on Microsoft here. There's a bunch of questions here.
Oh, that's a lot of questions. I don't know about these questions.
This first one, the Slick...
Okay,
that one's a good one.
Oh, I read it? Okay. At Slickrate writes, did anything you saw in today's Inside Xbox make you less excited for the console's release? I was waiting a whole week for, I don't know, something more.
I'm probably at the same excitement level.
I wasn't thinking about it.
It was nice to see the event. It was this weird bit of like, and here's some news that has nothing to do with anything else other than enjoy this. So I kind of like that. So, sure. That's where I'm at these days.
It was something to do for a half an hour.
That wasn't like ponder your existence or lack thereof.
We'll worry about if I'm running out of toilet paper.
Yeah, which I'm not. So
right, Chipwreck's not either.
Nope,
and I'm not. Certainly not. I. Other than it, all the games having the same thematic tone to them, it made me just as excited for the console's release. Even though a lot of these are games that I'm
never going to play.
It's just not my thing. I don't.
These games are all coming out and like during the Cyberpunk Assassin's Creed window. So, I'm not going to play them. Not if Cyberpunk's out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That Funny Dale writes in and says, seriously, though, is there any reason to buy an Xbox Series X if you already have a gaming PC hooked to a 4K TV?
Well, this isn't for you, so stop with your stupid-ass question.
Well, the home
it's
theater...
It's not... No, that's a dumb question. Well, I have a really expensive PC hooked up to my 4K television. Why do I need a console? That's
but
a
don't
dumb
you think
question.
The experience,
don't humor him.
Don't you think don't the experience him. Can be better on Xbox for like watching Netflix and things like that using your remote?
Yes, but that's not what he doesn't care. He has
well, he asked for
PC.
A reason. Is there any reason? So I'm giving reasons.
Yeah, because you don't want to deal with your PC anymore. That's the reason. But it's sort of like a loaded question, and we don't have time for that nonsense.
Oh, you think he's trolling us?
Yes.
I think he's trolling you.
I think he's trolling, like, he's being like a snobby PC person. I don't
All
have
right,
time
well,
for that.
This leads us right to stupid PC, PC, PC corner, where I've discovered some sad news about my PC.
What's that?
That I was streaming Modern Warfare, and I noticed, like, I couldn't get the, like, a 60 frames per second going consistently, stuttering and shit. And I think my CPU now is like the bottleneck here because it's now eight years old and I can't upgrade it to really anything better at this point. My motherboard is also 8 years old and it won't support any modern chipset. So I'm at a crossroads. That's why I'm going to get a new Xbox. Yay.
Yeah, there you go.
So my friend Camp and Kev, who built this one, is telling me I should get a Corsair Vengeance, which is a pre. He said,
I say just get a new Xbox. Should be fine.
And a new Xbox. That one of those is a lot cheaper than the other.
Yes, I know. It's going to be really hard when you're buying three Xboxes.
We don't know actually how much a new Xbox is. As Shipwreck said. But how much? They're not going to hold on. It's not going to be. They're not going to
put $1,600. It's not going to be $1,600.
The new Xbox is still going to cost less than one night at a hotel during E3 that you don't have to spend this year.
What's the maximum price of the new Xbox Series X, Wombat?
$600. That's the max. And that won't
But they
help.
Wouldn't dare put out something for
No, but you're asking
right?
me what the maximum would be. It would
so
be
that's $600. Not $600. No, so that's not your answer.
You asked me what.
That's the maximum, but they're not. You said they're not going to do that. It's the
but they
maximum.
Wouldn't do that. No. Right. They're not going to do the maximum.
They can't. They're not going to go over 500, right?
No, my guess is going to be $499.99.
Because that didn't work out too well last time.
Which is still less than one night in a hotel room for you during E3 that you don't have to spend this year.
I'm aware ahead. How much the hotel... Well, not this year. This year, they're going for only $249. I just checked. I still have a bookmark here. I'm checking
right now.
So
two nights at E3. See, you're still ahead of the game.
Yeah, but what do you know?
We could still go and support all the restaurants around there.
That's right. Isn't there like that weird medieval themed restaurant across the street that's not Medieval Times? Is that still there?
No.
It's a Hooters now. It's a Hooters now.
I think it's is it even that anymore? I thought they were tearing that all down.
Oh. Yeah, right. They're tearing all that down.
Oh, well. Yep.
Oh well. We could go to Umami Burger. There won't be a line.
It's okay. I'm good. I like those Beyond. I like the Impossible Burgers and I like the Beyond Kraut, the bratwurst, rather. Mm-hmm. You ever have that?
Nope.
The plant-based bratwurst?
I'm sure it's delicious.
It's really good. I'm not joking. I like sure it better fine. Than like a real Shipwreck. Would you ever try that?
I'd try it.
If you had to.
I guess. Sure.
If someone handed it to me and said, here, eat this, I would say, sure, thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Right. It's not, if it's on a menu next to a real bratwurst, I'm going to pick the real bratwurst.
But you might like this better.
I could, but it's also, it's going to be
embarrassing.
$3 more expensive and
smaller.
A question of whether or not it's going to be as good.
I like
I'm a
them.
Shipwreck on this one.
I like
not,
them.
No one is saying that you're that, that
Why are you
bad.
Saying I'm a bad person? Why?
No, you're probably a better person than us for eating them.
Thank you. Finally, we all agree.
Oh.
Any CAG bag questions? I didn't put any CAG bag questions here.
You didn't put them on here, but there were a lot. that people said to you.
I put them in the show, I think, just throughout the show I read them.
You sure?
I don't know.
Do I have to look and see if I can find any?
No, I don't think there are. I think I just put them around other places.
Because I'm looking, there were like 26 replies.
Right. Yeah. Got it. They're they weren't that great.
Let's see. I'm looking to see if anything.
Hey, feel free. Feel free to pick one out. Pick a winner.
Carl Kramer wants to know, for me, how has The Flash managed to make Mirror Master, a decent non-speed villain from The Flash comic books, boring? This used to be my favorite show. Yes, Mirror Master on The Flash sucks, and they've stretched out, in pure CW fashion, they stretched out a storyline that should have been an episode and a half into like 7 episodes. And I've kind of had enough of it, and I'm looking forward to that C story ending, because they're taking up way too much time with it. So, yep. That's my answer to that. Let's see. Yeah.
Find another winner. I've never seen
this,
that one.
This question from RedTank2K6. This question is for no one in particular. Who would win in a 3-way battle royale? Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, or G.I. Joe? I mean, I want it to be G.I. Joe, but I think it's Power Rangers.
Here's my
reasoning why. I've never seen G.I. Joe hit anything. Power Rangers straight up murder.
It's a good point.
A lot of sense.
It's a good point.
Yep.
But in the comics, there's some murder in G.I. Joe.
Yeah, some, but not like
it's light murder.
Yeah,
light
it's
murder.
A sprinkling
people,
of murder.
Right, it's a sprinkling exactly. of murder. Man, it's really hard to bet against Snake Eyes.
True, 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 true.
But maybe if the Turtles take him out, then the Power Rangers win.
Do you think the Turtles could beat Snake Eyes in a fight?
All four of them?
I would hope so.
I don't know. I mean, he's Snake Eyes.
Right.
Snake Eyes is like the OG badass.
Well.
Yeah. Right.
Like he's a ninja that also uses Uzis. Mm-hmm.
But they have a shell that it's probably bulletproof.
Yeah, but he's still Snake Eyes. Like, there's something about him and that whole mystique. Like, he really kind of kicked off a whole genre of character type. You don't have, like, Deadpool without Snake Eyes.
Without Snake Eyes, right.
See. Wow. Mm. There's a lot of deep discussions going on in this episode.
I think the Power Rangers win, though, just because they're overpowered.
They only have superpowers, basically. Yeah, they have superpowers and robots and all sorts of shit going
on.
I'm so confused
when they ever lose. Like, I've watched a lot of Power Rangers here recently, and it's like, of course they're going to win every time. They pretty much have unlimited power unless they get disconnected.
No, the answer is Power Rangers, but you don't want it to be Power Rangers. That's
you know what
the
greatest thing about this discussion is?
What?
That we had show feedback about somebody complaining how we keep talking about Power Rangers.
You know what?
We decided not to read it, I think, because we just
first I could lick my balls. How about that?
You basically just told them to.
Yeah. I called
directly
the left
and
one,
indirectly.
I call the left one the Pink Ranger and the right one the Yellow Ranger. So pick one.
It's gross.
Yellow.
Yellow Ranger. Nice.
All right. Let's wrap things up so I can go take out the garbage and do other fun activities.
Oh, I have to do that too. Good call.
Ugh. So much garbage now with the stay at home.
Like I know, and it's tomorrow.
Doing the dishes,
and I forgot.
So much dishes, garbage.
Oh, I take out the papers and the trash. You don't get no spending cash.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
All right, let's tell everybody.
You guys are so old.
I know. I was young when I heard that, though.
Yeah, everyone was. That song is old for us too.
Let's remind everybody they can get 20% off their first order by visiting macweldon.com and entering promo code CAGCAST. And they should enter the contest to win that Lenovo prize pack by commenting in the CAGCAST thread and mentioning something about the show. And that's enough.
All right. Bread's done.